Our hearts reach out to Midwest Flooding, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. It's no shock to anyone that the farmer's life isn't an easy one, with back-breaking labor, consumer choices, vulnerability to weather. Recent rainstorms in the Midwest have resulted in massive flooding, and I spoke with Randy Dickett, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company, who stays on top of the financial side of agricultural real estate.
I heard something very foreboding in the form of farmers in your neck of the woods, where their silos, which are full of grain and storage, the grain is getting wet and rotting. Is that going to cause a huge problem?
It already has, having seen some other floods, but it doesn't take too long for that grain in a grain bin to swell and for it to burst out. And I flew in from a meeting elsewhere and came in to Omaha Airport, which is along the Missouri River, and flew over, you know, the Missouri River bottoms north on Iowa's side and saw several grain bins that had burst out. Corn probably mostly spilled out. So if they didn't get it emptied, the floodwaters, or hadn't sold it and delivered it already, their likelihood that that's gone.
Is this going to force some bankruptcies and some guys going out of business?
If those farmers were financially on the edge or stressed anyway, this very likely could be the straw that breaks the proverbial camel's back for them.
Let's all pray for the best. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.